Tell Tales. Dakota Folk Life and Stories is a collection of narratives of shared personal experiences of peoples of the North Dakota Plains. They originate from and are shaped by interviews with senior citizens, many who are in elder care facilities. In 2020, our emphasis was on veterans, and while in-person interviews were not possible due to the pandemic, we were able to speak remotely with a number of them. Ray Dean Mary Lee Brighton Winnegy is, by all accounts, an extraordinary woman. Born in England in 1928, Ray Dean was a war bride, marrying a soldier from North Dakota. She came to the United States after the war ended to live near Lakota, North Dakota, where she is now a resident at the Good Samaritan Society Care Facility. Ray Dean shared some of her memories of living in England during World War II. She lived through what was called the Plymouth Blitz, a series of bombing raids carried out by Germany. The Royal Dockyards near there were the main target. Civilian casualties were very high. There were 59 bombing attacks causing 1,172 civilian deaths and 4,448 injuries. Most children were evacuated on nights bombing raids were expected. During the Blitz, the two main shopping centers in nearly every civic building were destroyed, along with 26 schools, 8 cinemas, and 41 churches. Lori Miller, the activities director at the Good Samaritan Society Care Facility, joined our conversation, and Ray Dean shared some of her memories of living in England during World War II.
Do you remember being in that bunker and the air raid sirens going on?
I remember air raid sirens and everything else.
What was that like for you?
Well, it didn't bother me. I was only a young girl, you know.
Did it scare you?
All I could think of was, let us get out of here. It's just it's so boring. But as the war went on, though, I gradually realized what a disaster it was. But I was too young to do anything.
Was your hometown hit with bombs at all?
Yeah, Plymouth, England.
Yeah.
It was devastated.
Okay. But your home was always safe?
Yeah, well, all the windows got broken and stuff like that, you know, from the war, from the bombs dropping and the noise and stuff like that.
But, what was that like, having a bomb drop so close to your home?
Well, we thought it was just wonderful because we could have to go to school the next day. Anything to get out of going to school when you're 15 and 16, you know, so.
Only a kid would think that would be fun.
Yeah.
Parents are scared to death, right?
Yeah. The war didn't bother us. We just traipsed along and... If I had to go through it now, I wouldn't really think twice about it. Mm-hmm. But back then, we didn't. It was just another day not to have to go to school. So.
Did you have to go down to the bunker quite a bit?
The air raid shelters?
Yeah.
Yeah, just about every night.
Every night.
Yeah, that wasn't... I was just trying to think this so long ago. Like 45, 44, something like that.
Yeah.
And we had cots and all kinds of beds and whatnot in the air raid shelter. And our parents, we shared with a neighbor.
Okay.
Our mothers used to just send us off to bed in the air raid shelter every night. Because you knew very well the siren was going to blow and you're going to have to get up and go. So rather than disturb the sleep, we were wide awake anyway, but rather than disturb them, they'll just let them stay in there all night. So we, instead of going to bed in the bedroom every night, we used to go to bed in the air raid shelter.
Oh, wow.
So,
wow.
People just can't believe that. And that's the truth. But eventually they were bombed off the map, the Germans were, and we didn't have to worry about them anymore. So, The rationing was awful. You couldn't go in the store and buy a candy bar or anything like that because you had to have coupons for stuff, you know. And I think we got 15 every so many months or something like that. When you got to give two coupons for your candy bar, you don't get them very often. Of course, there was a nice thing to that, too, because you didn't get fat back in those days. You stayed slim and neat.
Do you remember listening to Mr. Churchill on the radio?
Oh, absolutely, yes. Mr. Churchill, he was totally different. And he was hard to understand because he was such an Englishman and he had such an accent, you know. And even the people over there couldn't understand him. So. But they loved him.
They loved him.
Yeah. They called him Winston Churchill. It's a long time ago, a world away.
Produced in partnership with the Good Samaritan Society Care Facility in Lakota, North Dakota, and Dakota Legacy. This project is produced in part with a grant from the North Dakota Council on the Arts, which receives funding from the North Dakota State Legislature and the National Endowment for the Arts.